Different efforts have been made to get a bed tax for the borough for years. More recently, a 4% tax failed as a ballot measure in 2014. Last year, amid a mayoral election that hinged largely on the borough's $4 million budget gap and how to close it, another bed tax proposal was left off the fall ballot so that voters could weigh in on a bump in sales tax. That also failed. So here we are again with many of the same budget concerns and yet another attempt to get a few more dollars out of visitors before they leave. Assemblymember Dale Bagley introduced the latest ordinance that would put a 6% bed tax on the ballot for this fall. That was back in December, and actually even that was a slightly amended version. The original called for an 8% tax in the borough and just 4% in cities with a similar tax.
So this was a ordinance that we did work on last year, or similar to a one we worked on last year. It was actually introduced as 8 and 4, and at the time we made motions to take it to 6 and 3 and to add RVs, but it failed the final passage 4-4. So I'm bringing it back with the 6 and 3 and the RV sites in it, and it does go to the voters on October 2nd, 2018.
Maybe it goes to the voters on October 2nd. Despite those ongoing budget concerns, picking up free money from tourists still doesn't have the full backing of the borough administration under Mayor Charlie Pierce. As he continues to look for a way to bridge the budget gap this year without new taxes, he says new revenue will have to be a part of the mix in the years ahead, but that's probably only going to happen by way of ballot initiative. Don't expect it out of the mayor's office.
I can deal with new taxes, and I think everybody out there that can, they can. But what they want to see and they want to know is that what did you do to get us to the where you can justify, so that you can justify a new expenditure or a new revenue source, and the only way to get that is through via a tax. I'm being honest, I've looked at it. We're going to need a new tax, and we need to talk about it and explain it, and so that there's some confidence in that in the process.
This current version does look a little different than previous attempts. The numbers, as noted, are a little bit different. At 6%, the bed tax would likely generate an excess of $3 million for the borough. That's a good start to closing the budget gap. The new version also applies the tax to recreational vehicles. That's not something that had been in the mix before and is generally seen as a more equitable way to apply the tax. What didn't make the cut was getting some of the money raised back into the Kenai Peninsula Tourism and Marketing Council and the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. Bagley said in December, when the measure was postponed, that they would try to figure out a mechanism for that. However, no language like that appears in the ordinance the Assembly will vote on Tuesday night. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.